So that's what we're out here to do, to teach our people, the blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans.
It's close. Yeah, close at 12.
North New Jersey, East North New Jersey, Orange, New Jersey, Irvine, New Jersey, that you are from a chosen nation of people. And you make up the 12 tribes of Israel. You alone, not two, how Kanye tried to say we're Jews too. No, we're Jews alone. Just us. Nobody else. This Bible is for us. Exclusively for us. Give me that in Romans chapter 3, verse 1. This Bible is for us. But the other nations will tell you that salvation is for everybody. The Bible don't say that. The Bible says salvation is of the Jews. The Bible tell you that Christ taught in the synagogues where the Jews reside, always. In his secret, he hid nothing. That's what the Bible tell you. There is no salvation for a heathen nation other than servitude. Bring out what you got.
Romans chapter 3, verse 1, and it reads, what advantage then had the Jew?
Stop right there. So what advantage then had the Jew? Why is this important? Why is it so important that we're out here telling our people that we're Jews, that we're Israelites? Why is this so important? What is, like, what's the point? Keep going.
Or what profit is there of circumcision?
Stop right there. What is the profit of circumcision? Why do we circumcise our sons on the eighth day? What does it signify? What is the significance of it? Keep going.
It's a lot. Romans chapter 3, verse 1 again. What advantage then had the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision?
Uh-huh, keep going.
Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God.
And he said, much every way, chiefly. Much every way, chiefly, because unto them were committed the oracles of God. So it's important to know who you are. It's important to know that you are an Israelite according to the Bible. Why? Because unto us and only us were given the Bible, the law, statutes, commandments, the culture, the language, our customs. That is the oracles of God. It wasn't given to the Arabians, the Muslims. It wasn't given to the Muslims. It wasn't given to the Christians and the Buddhists, the Seventh-day Adventists. It wasn't given to none of them. But it was given to us. You can't be a spiritual Jew. It's not a religion. It's a heritage. It's a blood man. That's like me waking up and saying, I'm a spiritual Chinese man. I'm a spiritual African man. I'm a spiritual Indian man. No, it's either you this or you not. You get what I'm saying? So that's what we're out here to do. This is what we're teaching our people. Okay, well, thank you, brother, for sharing your time with us.
Thank you. You're never too old to learn.
Hey, man, you're never too old. All praise. I'm glad I was able to share some information with you. That you was able to heed that, brother.
I know you can, especially on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, look, that flyer right there contains our information to where you don't have to leave the comfort of your own home. We have Zoom classes and everything. You can just tap in with us virtually. And we have a website. To where if you want to see, you know, any of our content and things like that, you can tap in onto the website. We have a number you can call and things like that. You get a part of our group chat so you can be in the know of everything that's going on concerning Israel. But God bless you, brother. Appreciate your time again. Be safe on your travels, brother. Be safe. It's always a pleasure to talk to the elderly. Always a pleasure, because that's wisdom right there. But even in your elderly age, you still have to be able to be humble enough to know when you're hearing knowledge and to receive it. So shout out to this brother right here that was humble enough in his wisdom. That's big. Because our people, our brothers, our young and old men, we don't know how to deal with each other. We can't learn from the old, and the old can't learn from the new. And it's not supposed to be like that. It's not supposed to be like that. There's supposed to be love amongst each other. We're supposed to love and respect each other. I'm supposed to be able to correct my brother when he's wrong. I'm supposed to be able to lift my brother up when he's feeling down. or lift him up when he's doing well, just to keep him on his square. But that's not what you see. Read what you got again from the top. What advantage have the Jew? What is the profit of circumcision? Bring it out.
Romans chapter 3, verse 1. What advantage then had the Jew?
Uh-huh.
Or what profit is there of circumcision?
Uh-huh.
Much every way, chiefly,
uh-huh,
because that unto them were committed the oracles of God.
God. Keep going.
Verse 3. For what if some did not believe?
Uh-huh.
Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar.
Come.
As so, it is written.
Come. So scripture says in Romans chapter 3, what advantage have the Jew? And what profit is there of circumcision? Much cheaply every way, because unto them were given the oracles of God. So this is why we come out here week in and week out. We don't come out here to compete with no other religious group or sect. We don't come out here to argue with scoffers. We come out here to inform our people, the blacks, Hispanics, and Native American man, woman, and child, that you are the nation of Israel. And as the nation of Israel, you were chosen to be above all nations of the earth. And because you were chosen to be that, you must come back to these laws, statutes, and commandments. And because we have not done so, we are being punished. And if we want to escape this punishment, then this is what we must do. This is what we're out here to teach our people. We're out here to teach them the profit of circumcision. And to teach them the understanding of what it is. But we understand some of you don't believe. We understand some of you think we crazy. We understand some of you think we just talking. But so what if some don't believe? Does that make the word of God? Boy, read that again.
Romans chapter 3, verse 1. What advantage then had the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision?
What advantage then had the Jew, and what profit is there of circumcision? Keep going.
Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God.
Every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. Keep going.
For what if some did not believe?
For what if some did not believe? So what if you don't believe what we're telling you? What if you don't care? Keep going.
Shall their belief make the faith of God without effect?
Shall your non-belief make the faith of God not effect? Have not effect. Say it
not
again.
Effect. For what if some did not believe?
Uh-huh.
Shall their belief, shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?
So what if some don't believe? So your unbelief make the faith of God without none effect? God forbid. In other words, the Most High don't care if you believe him or not. We don't care if you believe him or not. We're just out here to do our job. And that job is simply to tell you that you are Israelites according to the Bible. And that as Israelites, you need to come back to these laws, statutes, commandments. We don't care if you take heed to it or not. It's not our job to care. Our job is to tell you. We would like for you to take heed to the warnings. We would like for you to read the literature we pass out. We would like for you to read your Bibles. But if you don't, that's not our concern. We've done our part. It's now on you to figure it out. Go to Romans 9 and 4.
Moving too much, brother.
Yeah,
moving
too much.
Don't worry. Once I got it.
It's on you to figure this thing out. It's on you to read your Bibles and to study to show thyself approved. It's for you. Because we got the information for you. And we're more we're more than willing and capable of facilitating it for you. But you got to want it. We can't want it for you. You got to want life. You have to want salvation. We can't want it for you. But we have to work out our own salvation. Bring out what you got.
Romans chapter 9.
9 and 4.
Romans chapter 9, verse 4. Who are Israelites?
Uh-huh.
To whom pertaineth the
pertaineth
the adoption and the glory and the covenant and the givings of the Lord.
Read that again from the top.
Romans chapter 9. Who are Israelites?
Uh-huh.
To whom pertaineth.
Stop right there. Read it one more time. It says, what?
Who are Israelites?
Stop right there. Romans chapter 9. Who are Israelites? That is the question. Who are Israelites? Keep going.
Who are Israelites to whom pertaineth the adoption?
To whom pertaineth the adoption? Keep going.
And the glory.
And the glory. Keep going.
And the covenant.
And the covenant. Keep going.
And the giving of the law.
And the giving of the law.
And the service of God.
And the service of God.
And the promises.
And the promises. That's who are Israelites. That's who. That's who we are. You Black, Hispanic, and Native American people of Orange, New Jersey. You Puerto Rican, Peruvian, Mexican, Ecuadorian, Colombian, Haitian, Jamaican, Trinidadian, Guatemalan. People of Orange, New Jersey. You Negroes of Orange, New Jersey. This is who you are. You are Israelites. You are not Christians. You are not Muslims. You are not Seventh-day Adventists. You are not Episcopalians. You are not Presbyterians. You are not African. You are not Arabian. You are not Egyptian. You are not Chinese. You are not Greek. You are Israelites. Read it again from the top.
Romans chapter 9, verse 4. Who are Israelites? To whom pertaineth the adoption?
Who are Israelites? To whom pertaineth the adoption? Keep going.
And the glory
and the covenant. Glory and the covenant. Keep going.
And the giving of the law.
And the giving of the law. Do not let Mr. Pastor so-and-so, don't let your E-man tell you differently. Don't let the pastor tell you that the law is done away with and then collect your tithes. Don't let the E-man tell you Islam is the way, but you gotta follow the Torah, which is in the Bible. Choose life by choosing the commandments. Give me Proverbs. I want to say 4 and 2. It's a command scripture. I can't think about it. I know that. Give me Proverbs 4 and 2. You got it? Come, bring that out.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 2. And it reads, "For I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law."
Come. Proverbs 4 and 2. Now go to John 7 and 19. Proverbs 4 and 2. "For I give you good doctrine." For I give you good doctrine. Don't forsake my law. Don't forsake my law. Give me John 7 and 19. 7 and 19, right? Bring it up.
John chapter 7, verse 19, and it reads, "Did not Moses give you the law?"
Did not Moses give you the law? Did he not say, My doctrine is sound, it is pure, forsake not my law. Did not Moses give you the law? Read it again from the top. Call out the scripture in the verse.
John chapter 7, verse 19, and it reads, did not Moses give you the law?
Did not Moses give you the law? Keep going.
And yet none of you keep it the law.
And yet none of you keep it the law. Yet none of you keep it the law. Give me Isaiah 30 and 9. Here it is. Christ gave you the law. He taught the law. Moses taught the law. But your pastor tells you, don't follow the law. But the Bible, all throughout the Bible, is law, law, commandments. Faith, grace, law, commandments. Faith, grace, law, commandments. But you go listen to these foolish pastors that lie and offer you deceits. Bring out what you got.
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 9, and it reads, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord.
Says you are a rebellious people, a lying children that will not hear the law of the Lord. If you about to celebrate Halloween come Monday, you are rebellious. If you are about to buy, sell, or do any of your own pleasures right now, during this day, you are being rebellious. If you are a woman wearing men's clothing, you're being rebellious, meaning jeans, pants. Some of y'all even really dressing like men down to the teeth. You are being rebellious. If you are a man wearing women's clothing, dresses, skirts, kilts, pocketbooks, handbags and satchels, painting your nails and your toes, walking around with shower caps on your head, bonnets, all that type of stuff, you are being rebellious. You are being rebellious. You're walking around sagging your pants, showing your behind. You are being rebellious. You're being wicked, and you must turn away from your sin. You must turn away from your sin. You must repent, ye therefore be converted. You must choose life. You must choose life. You must choose life. Give me Jeremiah 17 and 4. Jeremiah 17 and 4. Bring it out.
Jeremiah 17 and 4, and it reads, and thou even thyself shall discontinue from thy heritage that I gave thee.
Stop right there. Now we spoke about the oracles of God. We spoke about the covenants. We spoke about the promises. This is what that's going into when it says the heritage of Jacob. This is what it's speaking about. We will discontinue from all of that. Our culture, our language, our nationality, our very existence has been tainted. It has been discontinued due to disobedience. We've allowed the foolish nation, which our fathers did not serve. A foolish nation has come, and we serve a foolish nation because we are a foolish nation. How are we foolish? We purposely break the laws of God. Purposely, without any regards. Purposely. Give me Amos 5:18. Amos 5:18. Bring out what you got.
Amos chapter 5, verse 18. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord.
What are you looking for? 9:8?
Yeah, give me 9:8 instead. Give me 9:8 instead. Come. Give me 9:8 instead. The Most High has a grievance with you, Israel. Blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans. Man, woman, child, he has a grievance. He has an issue. He's not happy with you. He's upset. He has a list of grievances. A list of them. And he's sending his prophets. He's sending his fishermen out to fish for souls. He's sending his messengers out to give you a warning, a message. Now you can take this thing serious, or you can laugh at it, you can scoff at it. We gonna sleep good tonight. I hope you make it to your bed. But I tell you what, if you choose to continue to live in your sin, you might not. Bring out what you got.
Amos chapter 9, verse 8, and it reads, behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom.
It says, behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom. The Most High is looking down on his sinful kingdom and sinful nation. He is disgusted at what's going on with his people. He is disgusted at how we've been treated, at how we treat ourselves. He is disgusted at these false preachers and pastors that tell you to disobey his laws, that tell you that you can be grafted in and you are a Gentile. They tell you you're the outsider. They tell you that you're not the real Jew. You're a convert. That's what they tell you. That's what they tell you. But the Bible says elsewise. The Bible says you're the greatest thing on this planet. And if you follow the laws, you'll be set above or high. But because we didn't follow the laws, we lost our heritage. And now we got a group of foolish people assuming who we are. Assuming who we are. The synagogue of Satan walks around with our heritage. Huh? But what did God say? With all that being said, what did he say? Give me that in Revelation 2 and 9. Because with all that being said, even though we lost our way, we've lost our heritage, our land was stolen, our history book was stolen and used against us, we're still blessed. We're still great. We still can recover. But there are things that must be done on our behalf, on our part. Bring out what you got.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty.
Uh-huh.
But thou art rich.
Stop right there. The Most High Yahweh says, I know thy works and thy trials and tribulation and thy poverty, but thou art rich. Keep going.
And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not.
He says, I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but, keep going.
But are the synagogues of Satan.
But are the synagogue of Satan. Go to Revelation 3 and 9. Go to Revelation 3 and 9. He said, they are the synagogue of Satan. So these white Jewish converts are the synagogue of Satan. See, Kanye can't say it without getting canceled. We can. Right. You can't cancel the Israelites for real. Right. You can't cancel this truth. You can't cancel the camps. You can't cancel the brothers on these corners. You
can't cancel Christ.
You can't cancel Christ. You can cancel Kanye, but you cannot cancel this truth. Read what you got in Revelation 3 and 9.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 9, it reads, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not.
It says, behold, I will make the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not. Keep going.
But do lie.
But do lie. Read that from the top.
Woo!
Revelation chapter 3, verse 9. And it reads, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews.
Stop right there. It says, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews. Keep going.
And are not, but do lie.
And are not, but do lie. Keep going.
Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet.
It says, behold, I will make them to come and worship by thy feet. Read it again from the top.
Before thy feet.
My bad. Read it from the top.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 9, and it reads, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet.
It says, I will make the synagogue of Satan come and to worship before thy feet. So the Most High knows that these white people lying about who they are. He knows what's going on. He knows we've been lied to and bamboozled. He knows our history's been tampered with. Our language, our nationality, our culture was stolen. We've been ostracized, degraded. He knows the lies that's going out. He knows about these false religions. He knows. He sees it. But thou art rich, because we were given the oracles of God. We were given the covenant and the promises. So don't let nobody lie to you. Don't let no outsider lie to you. Don't let no African come to your hood. The same people that call you cotton picker from the comfort of their own home is what they call you, blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans, cotton pickers. Don't let them come to your hood and tell you not to follow the laws of God. Don't let them come to you and tell you that, because they lying to you. Don't let them tell you you an Egyptian. You are not no Egyptian. You are Israelite. You're better than them. They don't want you to know you're better than them. They don't want you to know you're the greatest thing on this planet. Hispanic man, Native American man, black man, you, and only you have I known, the Most High said. So for you, I'm going to punish you because of your iniquity. Did he say that in Hosea? Let me look that up. I got that.
Amos 3 and 2.
That's Amos 3 and 2? Give me Amos 3 and 2. Give me Amos 3 and 2. Give me Amos 3 and 2. He said, only you have I known, Israel. And because of your iniquity, I'm punishing you. Bring that out.
Amos chapter 3, verse 2, and it reads, you only have I known of all the families of the earth.
Start right there.
Start at verse 1.
Oh, yeah, start at verse 1. Bring it out verse 1. Amos 2 and 1.
3 and 1.
Amos chapter 3, verse 1. Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying.
Stop right there. It says, hear this word that I speak against you, O children of Israel. Hear this word. Read it again.
Amos chapter 3, verse 1, and it reads, hear this word that the Lord had spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying,
O Israel, against the whole family with which I brought up out of the land of Egypt, saying, keep going,
you only have I known.
You only have I known. Keep going.
Of all the families of the earth.
Of all the families of the earth. Of the Africans, the Chinese, the Hawaiians, the Arabians, the Russians, out of all the families, only you have I known. Keep going.
Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities.
Therefore, I will punish you for all of your iniquities. So the Most High is out here punishing you, Israel. Nobody else. No other group of people have gone through what you've gone through. You can't compare the Jewish Holocaust to what happened in slavery. We still going through a Holocaust right now. Our Holocaust ain't never stopped. Don't tell me about no damn Hitler and no Schindler's List.
Trumped up lying.
Don't tell me about that.
A lot about the numbers.
We don't care about it. Why? Because number one, the numbers were fabricated. Number two, they pushed that. Number three, we got a much bigger genocide going on. How about the blacks and brown people that died? The millions and millions and millions. Huh? Huh? How about the lynchings that's still going on to this day? Huh? The Aubrey Grahams, the Sean Bells, the George Floyds, the Sandra Bland, the Trayvon Martins. Huh? How about them? How about them? The I Can't Breathe, the Amadou Diallo, all of them. How many? Emmett Till. How many? What about the Rosewoods? The Seneca Villages? Huh? What about Tulsa? Huh? Huh? They want you to forget your past, what happened in your slavery, what happened in your past history. But then they want to keep reminding you of September 11th. They want to keep reminding you of the Holocaust. Huh? But they want you to forget. They want you to forget. But the Bible says, remember the times of old. Remember.
Remember the times of old. Remember the days of old, 32 and 8.
Deuteronomy
32 and 8.
Give me Deuteronomy 32 and 8. I think I got that too. 32 and 8. Give me 32 and 8. You have to remember. You have to remember where we come from. You have to know where you've been so you can know where you don't. But how can you be better? How can you be a better you if you don't look at the mistakes that you made? How? Bring out what you got.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 8.
Hold on.
And it reads.
Hold on.
7.
32 and 7?
Yeah, that's what it
says.
Verse 7.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee.
Come. Yeah, switch mics. I want you to have my lot of mics. Read that again.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7. And it reads, remember the days of old.
Stop right there. The Bible says, remember the days of old. Remember what happened in Tulsa. Remember what happened in Seneca Village. Remember Emmett Till. Huh? Remember civil rights. Remember these things, the college only water fountain. Remember that, it wasn't that long ago, people. The civil rights era wasn't that long ago. Let's not act like we forgot. They trying to wipe out history in their children's school books. You better be able to tell them what. It says, remember the days of old. Keep going.
Consider the years of many generations.
Consider the years of many generations. Keep going.
Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee.
Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee. See, you gotta be able to go back to your elders. You should be able to go back to your elders, and they should be able to talk to you about the 40s, the 50s. I had a conversation with my grandmother, and she was telling me about the 40s and the 50s. and what happened in those times. Before my grandfather died. Before my grandfather died. My aunt went to take him to eat at a restaurant in Union, New Jersey. My grandfather died 2 years ago. This incident that I'm speaking of happened 2 years prior to that. She takes him somewhere in Union. Do you know my grandfather was scared? Why was he scared at 80 some odd years old? Why? Because he remembered when it wasn't safe to go there. He asked my aunt, is it safe for us to be over here on this side of town? She says, yes, granddaddy, yes, daddy, it's safe. You know why he asked that question? He remembers. He remembers civil rights times, discrimination, segregation. He remembers. Read that again. Amos 3 and 7.
Amos.
Amos 3 and 7. He remembers.
Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy 32 verse 7, and it reads, remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations.
Come.
Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elder, and they will tell thee.
Come. It says, remember the days of old. We have to remember. We have to remember what was done to our people. We have to remember where we come from. Because if we don't remember, we repeat the same mistakes. History always repeats itself. And why is that? Because we don't learn from it. If you burn yourself by touching a flame one time, you know not to touch it again, right? Exactly. History tells you, yo, if I touch this, I'm gonna be burned. It's the same thing. History tells us that when we disobeyed the laws of the Most High, that we suffered harsh and severe persecution through enslavement. History also tells us that when we were following the Most High and His laws, that we were blessed tremendously. So we have to remember. We have to remember. You remember if a person stole from you, you remember that. You'll hold the grudge for that. If a person did something unjustly to you in today's times, you will certainly remember that. If a person slept with your wife or your husband, you will remember that. Especially if it was your best friend. If a person struck you and injured you, you would surely remember that. You would want revenge. If a person stole a large amount of money from you, you would remember that. But here, you're going to forget. You're going to forget the laws of the Most High. You're going to forget the history of of your people. You'll forget that, but you'll remember everything else. You can remember every rap song to Lil Durk. You can remember all Lil Durk lyrics, but you don't know no scriptures, no verses. You know every holiday. You can remember every holiday, but you don't remember none of the holy days you celebrated. You don't remember none of the feast days and the new moons you celebrated. You know every language. You know how to speak Spanish. You know how to speak Creole, Patois. But you don't know how to speak Hebrew. You don't know the Hebrew alphabet. We must remember these things. We must come back into remembrance of them. We must. It is imperative, because chiefly every way, go back to Romans 3 and 1, cheaply, every way this thing is important. What's not important about this? That's the question. What could be more important than this? Nothing. There's nothing more important than knowing your true nationality, according to the Bible. Not according to DNA.com. Not according to your Christian school, but according to what the Bible says. Bring it out.
Romans chapter 3, verse 1, and it reads, what advantage then had the Jew?
What advantage then had the Jew? What advantage then had the Jew? Keep going.
Or what profit is there of circumcision?
And what profit is there of circumcision? Keep going.
Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God.
Much every way, chiefly because unto them were committed the oracles of God. So in every way possible, it is important to know that you are Israelite. Every way possible, it's important to follow the law, statutes, commandments, along with the faith and the grace of Yahweh Shah HaMashiach. Every way possible, you are to understand and know what the covenant is and what these promises are. In every way possible. Keep reading.
For what if some did not believe?
For what if some did not believe? For what if some of you don't believe? You don't believe what we're telling you out of the Bible. Keep going.
Shall their belief make the faith of God without effect?
Read it again. Read it again.
For what if some did not believe?
For what if some did not believe?
Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?
Yah forbid. So what if some of you don't believe? You don't believe what you're hearing. Does that make the word of God to have no effect? God forbid. God, he would love for you to be on his side. He would love for you to come back to these law, statutes, commandments. But he's not going to make. He's not going to kiss you behind. He's not going to hold your hand. He's not going to kumbaya you to death. You either you gonna get it or you not. If you get it, fine, welcome. If not, prepare for destruction. Prepare for destruction. Simple as that. Go back to Proverbs 4 and 2 again. That scripture is fire. Go back to Proverbs 4 and 2. Nah, we good. Go back to Proverbs 4 and 2. You gotta understand, man. There's nothing more important than There's nothing more important in the world than this Bible, these laws and these commandments. Understanding the faith and the grace of Christ. Obtaining the mercy of God, Yahweh. There's nothing more important. Nothing. Bring out what you got.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 2. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law.
Stop right there. For I give you good doctrine. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. God, Christ, the prophets have given you good doctrine. Moses has given you good doctrine. Forsake not the law. Forsake not the law, for it is good doctrine. It is sound doctrine. It is pure doctrine. Anything less is uncivilized. Read it again.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 2. For I give you good doctrine.
forsake ye not my law.
Forsake ye not my law. Give me Michael. Go to Michael.
It's not your rest. I wasn't looking for that. It was something else I had on the board. I want to say 1 and 4.
Matter of fact, scratch that. Scratch Michael. Scratch Michael. Give me Revelations 14 and 2. Give me Revelations 14 and 2. I had Michael written on my little daily board this morning. That's why I wanted to bring it out. But Revelations 14 and 2. Because, you know, we gotta show you what it means in the Bible to be a saint and to be a sinner. To be an Israelite and to be a heathen. To be a Jew, to be a Gentile. We just read to you what it means to be a Jew. And what's promised the Jews. And who the Jews are. What we look like and what we're here to do. And what you need to understand is, if you find yourself to be a Jew, an Israelite, you have to understand these laws, statutes, commandments, and why they're important. Because in every way, chiefly, they're important. And if you allow yourself to be tricked out of your spot by listening to false prophets, then that's on you. Because we out here giving you the truth. We out here showing you the real. Bring out what you got. Bring out what you got, Op.
Yes. Revelations chapter 14, verse 2. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. Uh-huh. And I heard the voice of harps, harping with their harps.
I said Revelations 2?
Revelation
14
verse 2.
14 and 12, Salaki. We're going to show you what it means to be a saint and what it means to be a sinner. Because you got people telling you, to not to follow the law. And they're basically telling you to commit sin. Right? You got people that say they love God, but they don't want to follow the commandments. They don't want to do what it takes. They don't want to show their love. They just want to talk you to death. They want to sing you to death. You know what I mean? So we're out here to show you what it means to be a saint, what it means to be a sinner. Because we know that sin is transgression of the law. So we know that if you transgress the law, you're a sinner. But what makes you a saint? How do you become a saint? How do you become a saint to Christ and to God? Bring out what you got in Revelations 14 and 12.
Revelations chapter 14, verse 12, and it reads, here is the patience of the saints.
Here is the patience of the saints. You want to be a saint? You consider your saint to the Most High? Then here's what you must do. Keep going.
Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Then and only then can you be considered a saint. That is the only way you can consider yourself to be a saint of God in Christ. Read it again from the top.
Revelations chapter 14, verse 12, and it reads, here is the patience of the saints.
Here is the patience of the saints. Keep going.
Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. So you say you love God, you love Christ, you're a believer, you're a saint, then you better be following the laws and the commandments. Because if you are not, then you are a liar. You are a liar. And the truth is not in you. Go to Romans 9 and 4. Give me, go to Romans 9 and 4 again.
Go to Romans 9 and 4.
Don't be fooled. Do not be beguiled. In other words, do not be tricked out of your spot. What have you got to lose?
Co-worker.
What have you got to lose, Israel? You've tried everything else. You've tried Muhammad and Islam. You tried Islam and Muhammad. You've tried the Jehovah's Witness created by Charles C. Russell. You've tried the Baptist religion created by John Smith. You've tried the Seventh-day Adventist religion created by William Miller. You've tried the Pentecostal religion created by Charles Parham. You've tried the Nation of Islam created by William F. Muhammad, Wallace F. Muhammad, another white man. You've tried the Mormons religion created by Joseph Smith. You have not tried being an Israelite for once. You have not tried the Bible. Because if you have, you would know. Bring out what you got. Huh?
Romans chapter 9 verse 4, and it reads, who are Israelites?
Who are Israelites? Bring it out.
To whom pertaineth the adoption?
To whom pertaineth the adoption? Read it again from the top.
Romans chapter 9 verse 4. Who are Israelites?
Who are Israelites? Who are the Israelites? Huh? The Israelites are you, black, Hispanic, and Native Americans? Huh? Keep going.
To whom pertaineth the adoption?
To whom pertaineth the adoption? So you, black, Hispanic, and Native Americans are the ones who obtained the adoption. The oracles, the promises. Keep going.
And the glory and the covenant and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises.
The glory and the covenant and the giving of the law and the service of the Most High and the prophets. That's who you are. This is what it means to be an Israelite. This is why it's important to know this. That's why. Don't let nobody tell you different. If they not telling you this, they're lying to you. They're feeding you false doctrine. Go back to Proverbs 4:2 again. Because if you're hearing anything other than this, you're not hearing sound doctrine. Don't let nobody sit there and sing anything, sing these fake songs of worship. If it ain't coming from the songs, it don't count. God, if you ain't singing the songs of David, it don't matter. You just see your own father. Bring out what you got.
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 2.
Uh-huh.
For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law.
For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. Damn, you too?
I just went to the bathroom. I'm about to come back.
Yeah. Forsake ye not my law. Forsake ye not my law. For I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law. Give me Matthew's 15 and 24. Give me Matthew's 15 and 24. Give me Matthew 15 and 24. Because this law is not for everybody. The commandments wasn't for everybody. The commandments was specifically for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Christ only came for you, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He did not come for anyone else, but for the lost sheep of Israel. Bring out what you got.
Matthew 15.
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 15,
verse 24, and it reads, "But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel."
He said, "But I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." He's here for his sheep. His sheep know his voice. His sheep know his voice. Read it again.
Matthew chapter 15, verse 24. "But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel."
He says, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Give me John 10 and 27. "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." He came for you and only you, Israel. You and only you. Start from 26. Start from verse 26.
John chapter 10, verse 26, and it reads, "But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep."
Come. It says, "Ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep." So if you do not believe this, if this does not bear well with your spirit, that's because this truth is not in you, and you are not his sheep. Keep going.
"As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice."
"For my sheep hear my voice." I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and my sheep hear my voice. Give me John 17 and 9. Give me John 17 and 9. Once again, he said he is here for his lost sheep of Israel that have been scattered across the four corners of the earth. No one else. And his sheep hear his voice. His sheep hear his voice. So if this truth don't resonate with you, then you're not one of him. Because he's only here for his sheep. And we read it to you straight out the Bible, out of the New Testament, the King James Version Bible. This ain't nothing we making up. This ain't no new version of the Bible. It's the same Bible. Bring out what you got.
John 17, verse 7?
9.
9. "I pray for them. I pray not for the world."
Stop right there. He says, "I pray for them. I pray not for the world." Keep going.
"But for them which thou hast given me."
"But for them which thou hast given me." You should know the Most High pray for you and only you. Not the rest of the world, but for you. For you. Read it again. Read it again. Read it again. From the top.
From the top.
We gotta keep you at
John 17. John 17, verse 9. "I pray for them. I pray not for the world."
He says, "I pray for them. I pray not for the world." And we know who the them is. The lost sheep. We just read it. The lost sheep. He said, "I pray for them, the lost sheep. I pray not for the world." Keep going.
"But for them which thou hast sent hath given me."
"But for them which thou hast given me," the lost sheep. Keep going.
"For they are thine."
"For they are thine." How you doing? The lost sheep of the house of Israel are thine. That's who I'm here for. That's who Christ said he was here for. The lost sheep of the house of Israel. No one else but the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's it. That's all. Take it how you want to take it. But that's just what it is. Give me Deuteronomy 32. Start from verse 1. Deuteronomy 32 and 1. Matter of fact, scratch that. Go to Romans 13 and 11. Go to Romans 13 and 11. Go to Romans 13 and 11. So he's only here for you, Israel. He's here for you and no one else. He chose you to be a mighty nation above all other nations. To be the example, to be the light. Only you has he known.